Hello, dear ones, and welcome to my podcast, The Voice of Dharma, Cultivating Spiritual Wisdom. Wise ones have walked the earth since the dawn of time. They guided our way and taught us how to cultivate true wisdom and awaken to a reality of true freedom, love, compassion, clarity, and wholeness. This podcast is a sharing of this timeless spiritual wisdom. It's a blend of my own growing realization and awakening through many years of practice and study, and the continuation of all the wise ones, great practitioners, and great spiritual traditions that came before me and that I'm a continuation of. We are here to cultivate spiritual wisdom and to learn how to infuse every aspect of our life with it. This podcast is for everyone, regardless of age, color, creed, culture, or tradition. It's an open invitation to grow as a human being and as a soul. We will deepen our meditative capacity and spiritual intelligence, learn how to make use of this wisdom to address matters of daily life. We'll cultivate the most central insights pertaining to spiritual growth, and attempt to empower you to live a life filled with meaning, love, and wholeness, and to become a light unto yourself. In this spirit of love and true intention, let us dive right in. Hello there to all my beloved listeners. I'm really happy to have you here with me today for another deep episode of Dharma. Today we're going to discuss a topic. We're going to hopefully sense it from within, what it really means to grow spiritually and how true spiritual expansion and maturation is far deeper than we usually think and is much more about becoming a pure, cohesive vessel of pure light. But before anything else, for those of you who are new here, welcome. This podcast is all about cultivation of spiritual wisdom. It's a space to explore Dharma, spiritual truth, develop inner wisdom, and cultivate inner clarity. I speak to your heart and soul, to the part of you that knows the truth, longs for it, and wants the truth. We are here to speak honestly and bravely about spiritual wisdom and true spiritual growth. I speak directly and transparently, allowing for a mature and no-nonsense approach to spirituality. Together we'll develop a stronger inner knowing, deeper meditation capacity, and expand our spiritual insight. Before we dive in, if you want to learn how to utilize spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and practice to find purpose on your soul's journey and turn any spiritual challenge into spiritual growth and expansion, you're welcome to apply for my spiritual mentorship program, where I guide you personally into higher states of inner clarity and spiritual fulfillment. Check out the link provided in the episode description to book your session with me. So, like in every serious profession or field, you won't find many who are truly good at and dedicated to what they do. Many can study psychology, as an example, but how many are truly good psychologists? How many truly care and have the ability to treat and heal other people? Day in, day out. Another example, many become trained physicians, doctors, but how many of them are truly good ones that you can fully trust and rely on, who care about their patients, who are updated about the latest methodologies? Same goes for athletes, artists, musicians, and the list goes on and on. It is no different in the spiritual field. Many call themselves spiritual, borrowing this word, simply because they like participating in energy healing workshops, for example. Or they call themselves meditation teachers, because they took 3 meditation classes and realized they like it and it sells. Or perhaps they call themselves spiritual teachers because they realize they can speak well and with authority while using spiritual jargon and get admiration. If you happen to find yourself listening to my podcast and got thus far, then let me break the news for you. None of the above are truly spiritually mature. The spiritual process makes a person solid, clear, pure, reliable, wise, and balanced in their words and deeds. Most of the wannabe spiritual teachers suffer from the same flaws. They are irresponsible, uncommitted, power-hungry, flaky, self-aggrandizing, and most definitely lack emotional maturity. Now, if you're honest and sensitive, this can be very quickly felt and spotted in their energy and behavior. And the reason I'm saying all of this is because I want you to have that clarity and to set a standard that is very clear about what is true spirituality and not true spirituality, or authentic and non-authentic spirituality, right? What are we achieving here? When you encounter a real spiritual person, there is a presence to them. And that presence speaks for itself. It doesn't have to make big exclamations. It doesn't have to brag about anything. In fact, usually real spiritual people don't say much about their realizations, about anything. Whereas people who do not have true spiritual realization will usually call themselves enlightened being, a being of light, someone who's realized the 5th, 7th, 9th dimension, all kinds of titles. People will tend to give themselves titles when they don't actually have authentic realization. And that is very closely tied with the topic of this episode, which is about becoming a vessel of pure light. This is not just words. This is a very visceral reality and experience that you will feel when you encounter someone who's a true practitioner of spirituality, which is a synonym for the way of truth, and something that you, as a spiritual seeker, as a Dharma seeker, can embody. And it's important in a time and age where there is absolute superfluous amounts of information, and it's very hard to differentiate and segregate the wheat from the chaff. What's true, what's false? As I said in the beginning, to talk bravely about it in a no-nonsense way, because it's important to cut right through all that is not true so that you can actually feel the depth, the far-reaching depth, the transformational depth of spirituality that really changes your life, changes your cells, your body, your emotions, your behavior, your sense of self-responsibility and understanding of your place in the world and the cosmos. You see, we need consistency. Consistency is an important word because consistency is key in every great endeavor. And in many ways, there is no greater endeavor than spiritual growth. This goes on and on for lifetimes, right? Even athletes, every athlete, right, knows that you have to, as they say in bodybuilding language, you have to embrace the grind. There's a grind each and every day. You have to go through it. There are no shortcuts. Consistent practice of meditation, consistent inquiry into the nature of who you are, what you are, and what are the shadows that you are embodying that are obstructing that pure light from living and showing up in your body and through your body, embodying processes of purification, committing to processes of purification and purging, right? If you want to soar high, if you were to be a hot air balloon, you need to get rid of excess weight. If you want water to flow in a canal, it has to be free of obstructions. Your body, your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body are all conductors. If you don't purify them by consistent practice, again, meditation, inquiry, purification methods, then the deep transformation that spirituality has to offer to you, namely becoming a vessel of pure light, will not really take place. There will always be something lopsided. And when meeting you, when somebody will meet you, they will feel, if they're sensitive enough, that your central channel, your central energy channel, doesn't reflect that unification. There's something about you that is not solid. But if you do take on these practices consistently, and they are lifelong practices, you will experience transformation and maturation of your entire being. And you will hear me saying again and again throughout this podcast the word maturation. Because oftentimes spiritual people, quote unquote, right? They want to shoot for the stars. They want to think about big states, explosive states, exciting states. But it's not really what it's all about. Spirituality is about, as I said, it's about a growing up of your entire being, a realization of your entire being that matures every side of you. Every part of your being grows. You cannot just have some high state of silence and be completely childish emotionally. This cannot be choppy. This is not a responsible growth. That's a lopsided growth. When you speak to a person who's actually empowered and embodied in their spirituality, who are truly wise and mature, you will feel uplifted. You will feel empowered. You will feel more whole after speaking to an authentic spiritual person. And again, the reason I'm constantly giving examples of a spiritual person, eventually that spiritual person should be you. But I want you to know what it feels like, right? To have, again, to set the right standards. Even if a real spiritual person speaks to you, even in challenging ways, you will feel empowered after that. Even if they're going to call you out on your own shadows, you're going to feel empowered because they come from a place of light, of true love and wisdom. They want your best. And so let me repeat that authentic and consistent spiritual practice purifies your central channel, perhaps the most important energetic component on the spiritual path, and all the main chakras. Again, these are very real energetic centers that can be deeply experienced. And if approached correctly, and not in any new agey way, but in a very real way, in a serious way, in order to, again, attain inner transformation, this consistent practice will turn them into a conductor of pure light. And pure light has a quality of truthfulness about it, of integrity, of love, of kindness. It cares about you, and it isn't selfish. So pure light is not overly grandiose. It is not something that is, you know, has these completely huge, shocked eyes that are sometimes like filled with a self-aggrandized vision of some kind of, I don't know, huge vision of some cosmic whatever. Okay, again, we're not talking New Age here. We're talking about grounded spirituality. A path or a teacher that offer you shortcuts to spiritual wisdom and attainment of inner light and inner wisdom are never authentic. There are no shortcuts. Everything of true value in life must be a cultivation for life. Again, I welcome you to ask any professional in any field who's really succeeded, from actors to athletes to musicians to dancers to physicians to engineers. Are there really shortcuts? If there are no shortcuts there, then for, you know, then 10-fold times, like, you will not have shortcuts on the spiritual frontier. No way whatsoever. It's a cultivation from life, my friends. That's the only way that every side and every part of you and every aspect of your being starts to become a real pure vessel of light. That's why you don't have many people that embody that. Because most people, and that's not a judgment, it's a stating of a fact, in the same way that you don't have many athletes that are as, right, as great. You only have a few always, right? Not many people embody that level of spirituality. So your aim should be to become established in pure light. And pure light, again, is not only an experience of pure light. It means that your whole being has shifted and transformed and is conducting and is a reflection of purity. And you achieve that, again, by committing. Commitment is such an important word here. And commitment comes from the heart. It's not something that you do because you must, because somebody told you, because you want to be a great person, because you want to be a great being and admired and powerful and, you know, right? Like, tick that box of success. No. Commitment is like your entire soul and heart long for the truth, wants the truth. It loves the truth. And that's where it commits from, to spiritual practice, to inquiry, to emotional purification, and assuming full self-responsibility and abandoning every form and kind of victim consciousness. This way, step by step, you become a solid vessel of pure light. And it's only by letting go of victim consciousness that you can find spiritual wisdom and the true inner light. Only by dropping all blaming and any sense of entitlement to feel like a victim will you discover that you are a spiritual being that inherently is invincible and deathless at its core. That no matter whatever happened to you, it never damages you. And that, by the way, my friends, is another sign, right? If teachers or books or spiritual sources or videos offer you too much consolation or the sense that you were wronged and things that don't work out in your life are because you were traumatized, then I'm telling you, they're not leading you into true inner light, true transformation, because trauma goes only so far. But before and beyond trauma, you are absolutely deathless. Nothing can happen to you. You are whole, always. Trauma can scratch the surface of your being, even if it feels very deep. The core remains absolutely untouched. That's why you're always at the depth, not a victim, because nothing happens to you. Not only that, your traumas, your difficulties are a choice of your soul. How can that be victimhood if that's a choice happening on the deepest levels in order to learn and grow? No mud, no lotus. That's what Buddhists say. You must have the darkness. A phoenix does not become a phoenix unless it goes into the pits of hell and the darkness. Gandalf the White from The Lord of the Rings does not become Gandalf the White from Gandalf the Grey unless he encounters and fights a Balrog, dies, and is reborn. No, he's not a victim. Nobody's a victim. And that's, again, super important for us if we want to strike the difference and have clarity about what makes for true pure light, what makes a person a real vessel of spirit, and what are just false claims. So becoming a vessel of pure light is a deep, prolonged practice, attainment that grows on you over time. And even if there are sudden big openings and breakthroughs, the cultivation and the embodiment and the grounding of that takes years. The spiritual path is not about, right, like marking a territory, like sticking a flag. I've attained, I've achieved, I've become this and that, having ranks and titles like someone in the military. No. It's perhaps the only place, the only domain where it's not about that. It's about being the most truthful, the most beautiful-hearted being that you can possibly be. Pure. Empty of self-importance. Being of true benefit. And most importantly, someone who truly sees things as they are, who's willing to keep their eyes open to see the beauty, the beautiful and the ugly, the uplifting and the shocking, and insisting on remaining with open eyes. That is integrity. The inner and the outer become one, are unified. That's real silence. It's not a disconnected experience from the rest of your life. If you are to truly embody spirituality, spiritual wisdom, if you are to truly become a vessel of pure light, what you experience in your innermost must become your behavior, your words, your deeds, your actions, your choices, your speech, your movement, your friends, your job, your relationships, your partner, your relationship with your parents and family, your kids. It becomes everything. Nothing can be separated from true spiritual growth. And that really, my friends, marks the difference between a spirituality that is just a product sold to the masses and the actual spirituality that we are talking about here in this podcast of Dharma. So I hope this episode gave you more clarity about what true spiritual growth looks like and what is the difference between inauthentic spiritual claims and authentic spiritual embodiment and maturity and what it really takes to become a vessel of pure light. And I just want to say one more thing. It is really possible. It really is possible to do that. And it just takes enough love, sufficient love. Love of what is real. Love of what is true. I really hope this episode strengthened your ground of spiritual wisdom and the courage to approach spirituality with a brave heart and open eyes. And remember that if you want to learn how to utilize spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and the practice to find purpose on your soul's journey and turn any personal challenge into spiritual growth and expansion, you're welcome to apply for my spiritual mentorship program, where I will guide you personally into higher states of inner clarity and spiritual fulfillment. Check out the link provided in the episode description, where you can book your session with me. And as always, my friends, I will see you in the next episode. Thank you, dear friend, for listening along. I hope that this episode inspired you and helped cultivate the seed of true wisdom within you. Such cultivation is the most precious investment you'll ever make in your life. So keep listening and keep growing. If you feel touched and empowered by this podcast, kindly consider sharing it with other friends, family members, and people so they too can benefit from such precious knowledge. Thank you again for being here with me, and may you always keep growing.